Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program covering a wide variety of topics of interest to people with vision loss. I'm Nancy Goodman-Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
We've probably tried to add about between 20 and 25 new publications a year.
And how many do you have total then?
I forget the exact total, but it's over 500 now.
Wow.
Wow.
And the service that we're talking about is a free service from the National Federation of the Blind that gives people access to a large range of periodicals and magazines.
And we will be speaking with Scott White, who is the Director of Sponsored Technology Programs at the NFB, and this includes NFB Newsline, and he will be telling us about the major update this service recently received for iOS devices. But first, for our tip of the week, this week's tip comes from Scott White.
I think that individuals just really need to stay informed, and NFB Newsline can certainly do that. You know, as blind individuals, the more information that we have is just going to allow us to make a better presentation when we're going to do like a job interview, just talking to other individuals, you know, when I go to networking events, things like that. If you're more involved and aware of what's going on in your community and the world around you. Of course, now we have a lot of information that we put on NFB Newsline because we're recording this during election season. So we have all kinds of election information from both of the major party candidates. So one just needs to stay informed about what's going on in the community and, like I said, the world around them.
Terrific.
And NFB Newsline is a great resource for people to be able to do that.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
EyeSight, wearable electronic eyeglasses that support visual ability for people who are low vision or blind with visual acuity of 2600 or better. More information about the EyeSight family is online at EyeSight.com.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
Let's start by meeting Scott.
We have Scott White with us here again today. You've been on the show many times before, Scott. And for people who may not remember you, maybe you can quickly introduce yourself.
Okay. I am Scott White. I am the Director of Sponsored Technology Programs for the National Federation of the Blind. And I've been working with the Federation. I started in 2006, so I'm on my 14th year now.
And you yourself are blind, right?
That is correct. So I had more vision when I in my early childhood, and then it sort of diminished as I got older, and probably about 10 years ago is when it really went to total blindness.
You said you're responsible for sponsored technology programs, but mostly we've talked with you about NFB Newsline. What other programs are you involved in?
The day-to-day running of the NFB Newsline is my primary responsibility. I also do a little bit of work with the KNFB reader.
And as I said, we've done many shows on the various flavors of NFB Newsline, which we'll talk about in a bit. But how long has that service been around?
Well, NFB Newsline originally started in 1995, so we've been around 25 years.
Wow.
Eyes on Success is made possible in part by our corporate partners. Underwriting pairs the impact of targeted marketing with the integrity of community goodwill.
Learn more by sending an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is the recently announced version 3.0 of the NFB Newsline mobile app for iOS and what's new and exciting in this release.
For people who aren't familiar with the NFB Newsline service, tell them what it's all about.
Okay, I describe NFB Newsline as an audio information service. We have over 500 publications that are available on the service, but we have a lot of other features of information that are available as well. So with the publications, we have anything from a national publication to breaking news that online, which would have the content from popular websites. We have also like TV listings, retail ads, job listings. We have a very 7-day, very detailed weather forecast. And also something that's extremely important is we have emergency weather alerts. So an individual that would be watching TV and hear the beep tones on the TV would know something that is going scrolling across the bottom of the screen, but would have no idea of what that message is. Well, you can call in directly to NFB Newsline or look on your iPhone app, and that will tell you what that emergency weather alert is.
It seems like you're always adding some new features to the app that are useful to people, and also adding lots of new publications, both local and national newspapers and periodicals.
Yes, we've probably tried to add about between 20 and 25 new publications a year.
And how many do you have total then?
I forget the exact total, but it's over 500 now.
Wow.
Wow. At the beginning, NFB Newsline was accessed by dialing in on a telephone, but these days you have lots of ways of accessing it.
Correct. That's what we started out with in 1995, and that was the way to access it up until probably 2008, 2009. At that time, we brought one of the features we call Web News on Demand, and that's basically being able to look at the content on a website. We have a secure website, nfbnewslineonline.org, that persons can go to and view all the particular content that I've just described. Then around 2012, we came out with the iPhone app, which is our most recent development with our 3.0 version.
And in addition to the iOS app, there are also other ways of interacting with NFB Newsline these days.
Correct. Right before the new advancement that we came out with, the NFB Newsline Mobile 3.0, the one previous to that was the Amazon Alexa skill that we have.
And we talked with you about that last year, if people are interested in hearing more about that. But today, we want to focus on the major update that you recently released to the NFB Newsline app for iOS devices. Now, the updated version has some exciting new features, but I thought maybe you could walk us through the various dialogues and features that are available right now.
Well, what we tried to do and what we have today is just the introductory look at what we're going to be able to offer in the future. So in this app, what we have is we have four pages, and it's broken up into four pages. The first time when you start out, you're going to be on the fourth page, and that's going to be the settings page. Let me go ahead, and I have my iPhone right here, so I'll go ahead and just do a little bit of demonstration about that. Okay, so what we have here is this is the page that you're going to have when you first download the app. So you would go to your app store. This is for iOS only, so it would work on your iPhone, iPad, iPod. So I've gone ahead and downloaded it, and when you open it up, it's going to present you with the settings page.
Settings. Heading.
Okay, so then it's going to have such things on there as this.
About. Button. NFB Newsline Mobile Settings. Heading. Enter your NFB Newsline credentials.
So what you have to do there is enter your credentials. So you're going to have to enter your identification code and your security code. Now, and further on down the page, there are some other settings pertaining to some of the parts of the app and so forth to help customize it. So that's the fourth page. Now, once you enter your identification code and security code, then it automatically unlocks the other three pages of the app.
So can you start by describing what happens on page one, where I assume you start your interaction after you've unlocked your account?
So what I'm going to do now is go on to page one.
Page one of four. Highlights. Heading.
Okay. Page one is what we call our highlights page.
NFB Newsline Mobile.
On it, but it's also where your customized features will appear. So I've got it right here up at the top of the screen.
Highlights. Edit. But welcome, Scott White.
It's going to give me my address there, and then it's going to go ahead, and then we have that sort of an iPhone message board. So that's always going to be an informational message that I could tap on. This is where we're going to mention new features that have been brought out, also new publications.
Local weather.
So here is local weather, and the local weather is that 7-day forecast that I was talking about that's very detailed.
Favorites. Heading.
Now, also in that section, you would see the emergency weather alert if we had one in the area at the time. There's not one going on now, but if there were, there would be information about that there. I could go ahead and tap on it, and then it would tell me that. Also, if there was a weather alert in my area, the phone would vibrate. I'm using iPhone to access this. The phone would vibrate, and then it would also, in a voice, it would say, emergency weather alert. So it would say, weather alert, weather alert.
That's nice. So it brings your attention to that alert, even if you weren't looking for it.
Correct, yes. Okay, so what we're in here now is my favorites. And this is my favorite publications. And as I scroll down the page, it's going to be my favorite TV listings. So those are customized options that are going to be on your highlights page. Now, something that is not here is something called my queue. My queue only appears if I have options that I've stored data in there. So when you go and look at a publication, let's say that it perhaps you ran across an article and you wanted to save that for your personal use, you could go ahead and save that in my queue. You also could save the entire publication. I could see this being useful when an individual would want to say, like I want to go ahead and, you know, store the New York Times on my device and I'm going to read it on the airplane. Of course, I wouldn't have any connectivity probably on the airplane unless I purchased the Wi-Fi, but I could go ahead and download it to my device, you know, and read it on the way to work, what have you. So that's my queue. That's all going to be on page one.
Oh, that's interesting. I missed that feature in the app. I thought it all had to be read online real time. So there is an option for saving some of these publications when you're not in touch with a Wi-Fi network.
Yes, and unlike the publications are going to come and go and as we rotate through the week, but anything that you store in my queue is going to stay there until you delete it.
I just want to go back to the magazines that you were talking about, and I know the name of the service is NFB Newsline, but those 90 magazines, they're not all news magazines. You've got a wide variety, right?
Yes, what we try to do is we are providing access to basically the current printed material. So, yes, some of them lend themselves more towards news. Other of them are more like popular culture, things like Rolling Stone, etc.
And a couple of science magazines that I subscribe to also.
Yes, most definitely. What we try to do is cover all the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math to have something from each one of those.
Your complete source for information.
That's what we try to be.
That's great. So what's on page two?
Okay, so we're going to move on to page two.
Page 2 of 4, breaking news.
Okay, so that's the first option on the information sources page. Okay, so this is breaking news online. Now, what we're going to do here is we're going to scroll through the different options of the different types of publication categories and some of the features that I was mentioning earlier. So we've got breaking news.
Maryland State Specific Channel.
And that's telling me because I live in Maryland.
Maryland Publications. Publications from other states.
So this is one of the great things of NFB Newsline. I can go and read other publications that are in other states. For example, say that I was watching the nightly news and I saw something in California and I was interested in that. Well, I can go to California publications and find out more about it that way.
National newspapers.
Here's your national newspapers.
International newspapers.
International newspapers. We have about 13 or 14 of those from different areas around the globe.
Magazines.
And our magazine category. Magazines, we currently have about 90 magazines in that category.
All publications.
Then here's the extensive list of those all over 500. And once I go into there, there's ways that I can search for publications and that I can scroll and find the one that I'm interested in.
Global publication search.
Global publication search is a method that you can go ahead and put in a certain text phrase and search all the publications that we have on NFB Newsline, just the newspapers, just the magazines, just the local channels. That's great for research.
Spanish publications.
Now, the Spanish publications are those publications that we're going to have on the system for Spanish speakers.
TV listings.
Here's one of the features that people love a lot, and this is your TV listings. This is very localized down to your cable system or your satellite system, or even if you're using an antenna. It's going to tell you the program that's on that particular channel at that time. It's going to give you a synopsis, and it will tell you if it's audio described.
Retail ads.
Retail ads are going to be from Target and Walmart. We work with them in collaboration to provide the information that they have in the weekly circulars that someone would get on the doorstep every Sunday.
Learn about the NFB.
And then we've got learn more about the NFB.
Help.
And help, finally.
And I gather that in addition to providing all of these sources of information, It has yet another feature that will allow a person with a visual impairment to obtain information.
Okay, so let's move on to page 3.
Page 3 of 4. Take picture.
Okay, so this is page 3 that we have, and this is called KNFB Reader Basic. So let me explain this one a little bit. Now, some of the listeners out there may be aware of what KNFB Reader is. Now, KNFB Reader is an app that you can get for your smart device, and you can point it at some print document, could be like a TV screen, what have you, and then it would capture the text that's there in that photo and read it out aloud to you. So what KNFB Reader Basic is it performs those functions, but as the word implies, basic, what we're doing is including just the core elements of KNFB Reader. So if an individual wants some of the advanced features that KNFB Reader offers, such as being able to go ahead and read documents in other languages, some of the advanced save features, etc., then they would have to go ahead and still purchase that from the App Store. This is a KNFB Reader Basic, and it's mainly meant, there's a take picture button here, that I would go ahead and if I activate that, it's going to take a picture, and whatever text it captures, it's going to go ahead and read that out to me aloud. I've used it a lot for prescription bottles. For example, if you had two boxes in the freezer and they both felt the same, then you could just go ahead and take a picture of each one of them, and that way you wouldn't have to open it and try to figure out what it is that way. I know some students that have used it like in a classroom, other professionals that have used it like when they go to individual meetings and they're presented with documents that they weren't aware it was going to be at the meeting, so they didn't get those in advance in an accessible form. They can take a picture of the printed text and be able to read that and then make a decision based on, you know, that information in there in the meeting. So it has a lot of purposes. This KNFB Reader Basic is mainly designed to go ahead and just take a picture of the document and then be able to give you instantaneous access to the printed word.
That can be pretty useful.
Oh yes, most definitely. And of course we go back to page 4 that was with your settings that we started out with there.
You talked about these various publications that one can read. Can you give us an example of how one gets into a publication, how it's organized?
So yes, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I've scrolled back to the information sources page here. I'm going to go ahead and look up the New York Times, one of my favorites.
Magazines. National newspapers.
Okay, so I've got national newspapers. Double tap.
A. Heading.
We're going to start off with publications there at the beginning.
Associated Press National. C. Christ. F. Forward.
And what I'm doing /0. Here is just I'm doing a left to right swipe to get down to New York Times.
H. Hill. I. Investors Biz. N. New York Times. 11/03/2020.
Okay, so that's the one I want. Double tap.
Full publication. National newspapers. New York Times. Remove button.
Okay, it says remove there because it's part of my favorite. So if it wasn't my favorite, that's how I would add it because it would be an add button there.
And having it as a favorite makes it very easy to find that particular periodical or newspaper later on. You don't have to go through the whole table of contents, so to speak.
That is true.
Business/financial desk. 8 articles.
Okay, so what I'm looking at here now is it's going to list each one of the sections with the corresponding number of articles in each section. So I'm going to go ahead and go for another couple of sections here.
Classified editorial desk, 8 articles. Foreign desk, 17 articles.
Okay, so and if I continue doing left to right, it's going to go to all the sections and tell me all the number of articles in that section.
Edit class business/financial desk. 8 articles.
So I've gone back up to the business financial, double tap.
Business/financial desk.
Now, under the old presentation that we had in the previous versions of the app, what you would see here is you would see all the articles, one right after the other, for the financial section. So, and there were different methods that you could use to skip the different articles that way as well. That's still available. And for those persons that would like to still use that method, there's a control up here at the top that just says view section, and then it will open up the way that it did in previous app. Because I know some people like that presentation. What we've done here is we've given you a new presentation style, and each one of the articles is going to be enumerated. So what we're going to start off with.
Views 1. Fallon's Tonight Show gets a new showrunner.
What it did is gives me the number one for the article number, then it gives me the title of the article, and just like you in Google, if you do Google searches on the internet, you're going to be presented with a couple of sentences to give you a better idea if you want to actually go ahead and select that link. We've sort of done the similar type thing here, where we're going to give you one or two sentences that starts out the article, and you can that will give you more information to determine, oh, I really like to read that article, or no, I want to bypass that article. So if I continue with a left-to-right swipe.
2. How Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube hope to thwart election interference. By Mike Isaac. 3. The Associated Press steps into spotlight to determine results.
And if I continue it on, it's just going to have the article number and the article and give me a little bit about each one of those articles. So let me go ahead and the one that I'm on right now.
3. The Associated Press steps into spotlight.
Okay, I'm going to double tap there.
Business/financial desk. Back button.
Okay, so now I'm viewing this article.
The Associated Press steps into spotlight to determine results. Heading.
Okay.
Share. Button.
Okay, now there's a share button there. Now this particular share button doesn't mean in this particular, in the New York Times, doesn't mean that you can share the content on Facebook and Twitter. This is more like to share it with the traditional share sheet with like four other applications. This is where also you could save it in your personal queue, things like that. We do have opportunities for in the breaking news online category where you can actually share that to Twitter and Facebook. Because what we're doing there is pulling the article directly off the web. So any of the publications that's in the breaking news category online, you can go ahead and share that particular content with Facebook and Twitter. Okay, so as I move on here, I'll do another left to right.
The Associated Press steps into spotlight to determine results. By Katie Robertson.
And then I can go ahead and read the entire article by doing a left to right swipe, or I can also ask it to continuous read. So we still have the ability to go ahead and email you the article for your personal use. So let's say one of the articles was like a recipe, and that email me this article is available in each one of the articles that we have through the app.
So when you do the email me this article, you actually get the text content of the article. You're not getting a link to the article.
You're actually getting the text content in the body of the email.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like you've really enhanced this app in this new update and have a lot of new features that people can readily access all kinds of information sources.
Yes.
Can you tell us who is eligible for this service?
Okay, so who's eligible for NFP Newsline? Persons that are blind, persons that have low vision, and persons that have print disabilities. And by print disabilities, I mean individuals that would have mobility impairments that would prevent them from reading conventional newsprint. For example, it could be someone that has shaking hands and is unable to turn the pages of a magazine or newspaper to be able to read that.
And then it's also restricted to just United States citizens and permanent residents?
Yes, that's correct. Just as like they're eligible for National Library Service, they're also eligible for NAP Newsline.
Now, in the beginning, you also sort of hinted at the fact that you'll be expanding this service. Can you tell us in what ways or what people might expect in the future?
Well, the next thing that's going to be coming is, you know, in previous shows, we've talked about the job listings that we have on NFP Newsline. So that will probably be the next item that will come to the app in the next version that we release. Other things that are probably going to be looked at for the future are going to be more customized options. Not really firm on those necessarily right to talk about those, but it will be things that will allow you to customize the content through alert messaging and things like that. Perhaps ways that they can communicate to us directly from the app and items like that.
Well, I guess we'll have to keep posted on what's coming down the pipe in NFB Newsline. But you have some other features that you haven't talked about that I know you wanted to highlight for some people. Can you talk about that?
We're trying to build the something we brought out and put different publications for kids.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm looking for, it's not something, you know, that I don't have young kids, so I'm not really aware of the publications. So we're trying to figure out which ones would be good and, you know, which ones we can actually deal with the publishers on and all that stuff. But we have something called Kids Reading Corner now, which has four publications in it. So it's Stone Soup, which is the literary magazine where kids do the writing. It highlights National Geographic for Kids and Girls Life.
Oh, great. That's like for junior high school levels, or?
Yes. Uh-huh. But we're even looking at some publications that would be for younger kids.
Uh-huh.
Oh, cool. Oh,
you are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about NFB Newsline and how to contact them or Scott White directly.
If people want to find out more about NFB Newsline or subscribe to the service, download the app, how can they do that?
So to subscribe to the service, there's a number of ways. If a person is a patron of the National Library Service, they can simply go ahead and call the cooperating library and just indicate to them that they would like to subscribe to NFB Newsline, and it's that easy. Then all their information that we require, name, address, phone number, email address if they have one, that's automatically downloaded to us each week. If you're not a patron and if you don't want to go that route, then there's also a self-application on nfbnewsline.org that an individual can fill out. You can also find more information about all our different access methods on that website as well. Also, we have a customer service number that folks can call, 866-504-7300. That's 866-504-7300.
If somebody has a question, is there an email address they can contact you guys at?
Well, I'll go ahead and give my direct email so persons can write directly to me. It's swhite@nfb.org. swhite@nfb.org.
And does NFB Newsline have a social media presence?
Okay, to contact us on social media, using either Facebook or if you're using YouTube, you would want to go to those applications and then search for National Federation of the Blind. And on Twitter, you would want to search for NFB_voice.
And of course, you can find all of that contact information in the show notes associated with this episode at www.eyesonsuccess.net.
That's it for show number 2050. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about accessibility improvements in iOS 14. In iOS 14, Apple made use of the machine learning capabilities built into their devices in order to include new features that are particularly useful to people who are visually impaired. We'll talk with Shelley Brisbane about some of these new features, and they are described in her recently published book about iOS 14 and accessibility therein. And her book is The Newest Revision of iOS Access for All, The Comprehensive Guide to Accessibility for iPad, iPhone, and iPod Touch.
And we hope you'll join us for that episode next week.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy, and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio.
You can access the full archive of previous shows, subscribe to the podcast, and much more by going to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. If you have questions about anything you've heard on the show or have suggestions for future shows, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for listening and have a nice day.